Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show in Chicago. It's a very, very good show.
Afternoons on the Score.
Do you think you have a gambling problem at all?
No, because I can stop gambling. I have a competition problem, a competitive problem.
Does Shohei Ohtani have a gambling problem? Not that we know about. And I got to say, Anthony Herron, as Anthony's in for Danny Parkins today on 670 The Score, that this filing from the federal government, not MLB, which would be a lot easier to question, you know, because I think a lot of us have been assuming, well, MLB's going to soft-pedal this investigation. They don't want anything to go wrong with Shohei. And I'm among the people that thought that was going to happen. But the federal criminal complaint, the 37-page one that came out against the interpreter, is unbelievably damning and specific. And I know, I don't think it goes all the way towards fully exonerating Shohei Ohtani, but you can see it from there, man. It's now, really, it's really close to just being able to say, yep, okay, got it. Ipe was a fiend, and what can we learn from this?
Now, gambling on, what are the specifics of everything that got bet on? Are we mentioned the name Pete Rose earlier.
Yes.
Is there baseball within this anywhere?
No. Okay. Ipe Mizuhara, he gambled 19,000 bets between December 2021 and January 2024. I think it ends up being like 22 a day. That's a lot.
Right.
And he won about $142 million. He lost about $183 million, a net loss of nearly $41 million for the interpreter. And it looks like he stole about $16 million from Shohei to finance his, quote, insatiable appetite for illegal sports gambling, but nothing on baseball.
Now, for me as a novice, one thing I end up being surprised by, as much as I cover college sports, some of these college athletes who've been getting nabbed are people who are underage in certain states, but then folks know they're using their parents' apps and kind of falsifying their identification, essentially falsifying who they are while they're gambling. So I wonder if there is a way, if Shohei were somehow involved in this, then would there be some way to know that it's actually not the interpreter, it's actually him?
Well, I mean, they have the phone records from Shohei and Mizuhara's text messages. They've got tons and tons of those, and there's nothing in there about gambling. There's nothing in there about gambling. There's the text message from Mizuhara to one of the bookmakers where he says, I did, technically, I did steal from him. He says to the bookmaker, yeah. So, because the bookmaker's like, well, you're not, it's not like you're stealing from him. And he's like, well, technically,
I mean, I kind of am.
And then the other stuff you've learned in here about how the agent, Nez Bilello, they didn't have access to not only the accounts, but they often didn't have access to Shohei. They just went through Mizuhara for absolutely everything. He was basically a de facto manager for Shohei Ohtani. And constantly dealing with his agency and with others. A big failure by the agency, in my opinion.
What is Shohei's agent's name again?
Nez Bilello.
Shohei Ohtani has an agent named Nez Bilello.
Yeah, you want to hang out with them? Just so you can say the names a lot? What's up, Nez?
I don't know.
Hello, Mr. Bilello.
Yeah, I mean, that's surprising. I would not have guessed that.
Mizuhara impersonated Shohei Ohtani in conversations with bank officials. He pretended he was Shohei.
Isn't he like half his size? Oh, just over the phone. I mean, like, he's just showing up with stilts in his pants, wearing a Dodgers jersey.
Uh-huh. Hi, I'm Shohei.
You've probably heard of me.
Got a big bet.
Hey, the other thing, he's also not Japanese.
Okay.
So size doesn't matter there.
It doesn't?
It doesn't matter. When your name is Nez Bilello, good chance. No, you're not a Japanese
man. I thought
man.
You were saying the interpreter was impersonating
I was.
You.
Yeah, okay. No, I was. It's the interpreter.
Oh, I misread that.
But okay. Even so.
Semantics issue.
Doesn't really look like Shohei.
No, neither of them do.
No, not even a little bit.
Tanny warned me, don't do your Shohei Ohtani impersonation, and I won't. Don't worry about
it. That's being a good friend right there,
that's the adult in the room right there. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, it's only in the workshopping stage. You don't want to roll that out just yet.
Hey, right? Don't say workshop.
It's where the elves work.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Work, sweat. All right. So with Shohei, if.
Yes, sir.
Because he's really kind of an insular personality, right?
Like, well, that's really the thing. He apparently had no knowledge of his interpreter impersonating him, taking money out of the accounts, communicating on his behalf with the agent and refusing to forward messages, denying other Ohtani advisors access to certain things. So, like, Shohei was just immediately like, yes, you please handle all of this. Thank you. I'll focus on my baseball. And
I mean,
that's
I
what
guess
he's been doing.
You know, when you're pitching and hitting, that's a lot on your plate. But I do feel like there are other hours in the day. He's got to be doing something social. He's got a dog now, right, Shane?
He does have a dog.
Noted dog guy.
He has a dog. He's got a fiance. So he's got. Did they get married? I don't know. Is that who's getting married this weekend in Kansas City? Is that where Danny is?
That must explain.
Yeah,
it.
No. But it's. Yeah, no. He let the interpreter run everything.
Wow.
And that if there's a lesson in here, it's be careful if you're letting your interpreter be your manager. And it's if you're an agent, check in on the interpreter, because this guy's been a grifter for a long, long time. But I think anybody's thoughts about, well, this is going deep and he's a fall guy and Shohei could really be in serious trouble. Very, very unlikely, okay. In my opinion, after reading that 37-page report.
That's a silver lining in this.
Well, I think so.
Found it.
And the more you know. Steve Stone will join us next. Talk about the White Sox and more. Let's talk pitching injuries with a man who knows the arm very, very well on the score.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.